In the heart of Africa, where time seems to dawdle and ancient trees whisper tales of old, there are two tales of gorillas, Eastern and Western. Each carrying the legacy of their forebears, living in different alcoves of Central and West Africa. Imagine a silverback, its back aglow with a silver sheen, standing as a testament to its title as the largest of all living primates. Weighted by life and strength, they tip the scales at an impressive 440 pounds, yet their might is wrapped in a gentle spirit. Gorillas aren't solitary wanderers. Instead, they weave intricate relationships in family units called troops. At the heart of each is a dominant silverback, his silent strength protecting a bevy of females and the innocence of their offspring. Despite their daunting stature, they are poets of the vegetarian world. Their songs of sustenance are written with leaves, fruits, stems, and occasionally punctuated with the rhythmic beats of ants and termites. As they dine, they sow the future, dispersing seeds and crafting the forests of tomorrow. Their language is rich, layered, and profound. Through a symphony of over 25 vocalizations, punctuated with poignant postures and expressive faces, they narrate their epics of joy, caution, and camaraderie. Contrary to the fables of old, these forest giants, in their essence, are gentle. They are not the beasts of wrath but souls of serenity, turning aggressive only when shadows of threats loom large. In the grand tapestry of life, gorillas are given a modest thread of time. In the wild, their story spans 35 to 40 years, but under the watchful eyes of human caregivers, they've witnessed over half a century. Motherhood among gorillas is a sonnet of patience and love. Births are rare, happening once every 4 to 6 years. It's a slow, delicate dance, and the rhythm makes the recovery of declining populations a challenging ballad. Yet, their existence is underpinned by threats. The haunting echoes of falling trees, the scars of agriculture, and the ghostly shadows of poachers are persistent nightmares. The specter of diseases, like the treacherous Ebola, further muddies the waters. Some, like the Eastern Lowland gorilla, find themselves on the precipice, their status as critically endangered, a mournful hymn of a declining era. But in the culture of Africa, gorillas are more than just animals. They are symbols, revered entities, sacred fragments of mythology and folklore that tie communities to their roots. Their very presence, the promise of a magical tryst with a silverback, fuels economies. Gorilla trekking is an odyssey for the soul, and it fills the coffers of nations, driving conservation hopes. In their hands, even a mere stick becomes a tool, a testament to their ingenuity, as they measure water depths or craft their world. Their intellect is a profound, deep well. They've conversed with humans, mastering sign language, showcasing a wisdom that belies their wild nature. The story of their conservation is a collective ballad. Communities, governments, and global entities all are joined in a symphony, striving to ensure that the echoes of the gorilla's song never fade from the heart of the forest. And as this tale unfurls, remember, dear listener, every whisper of the wild has a story, and every story is a piece of our collective soul.